This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, a Varsity Blues bombshell. The new evidence Lori Loughlin says proves she's innocent in the college scam scandal.
This is huge.
Then booze, pills, violent threats, more drama for Johnny Depp as 70,000 of his text messages are revealed. And the Friends cast reunion.
Oh my God! I know!
Courtney Cox tells fans what they can expect.
We're gonna have the best time.
Then AGT's new judges. Sofia Vergara joins and Heidi Klum returns amid drama. Plus, it's a dating show millions around the world can't stop streaming.
Here, you will choose someone to marry without ever seeing them.
Love is blind, secrets revealed.
And we've got a situation and a snooky.
That's right, it's a Jersey Shore takeover.
Yes, ET starts right now.
Thursday!
That's right, it's Jersey here in New York. Welcome to Cole and Mike.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for having us. Stop copying me.
Let's get started with a major scandal.
Oh my God, whatever it is.
It's not us.
I didn't do it.
No, guys, you didn't do it. But Lori Loughlin says she has new evidence that will clear her name in the college scam scandal.
This is huge. This is something that Lori Loughlin and her husband have been waiting for. I mean, this is the strongest evidence we've seen so far to suggest that she and her husband didn't know what these payments were about.
In this new court filing, attorneys for the couple point to notes just released by the prosecution and allegedly written by the scandal's mastermind, Rick Singer. He wore a wire while talking to defendants. In one of the notes, Singer claimed that federal agents got loud and abrasive and continued to ask me to tell a fib. The document alleges agents pressured Singer to state to the parents that they were paying bribes and not making legit donations. That's been key to Lori and her husband's defense.
This definitely helps their case, but this is just part one. This is a building block for them to ultimately try to be found not guilty, but it's not everything.
Lori and her husband have both pled not guilty. Legal analyst Jesse Weber says prosecutors are now on the defense.
This is really bad. This evidence, these kinds of notes from the mastermind behind all of this, how could you not have turned that over to the defense?
Hey, Lori, do you know who wrote Olivia's resume?
This morning, a judge set the couple's trial date. It's just 7 months away, on October 5th in Boston. We're told the trial will last at least 4 weeks. If found guilty, they face up to 45 years in prison.
Do you think you're going to be found not guilty?
Mike, so you got out of prison in September, correct?
Yes, yeah.
All right, so what was it like when you were in court fighting to stay out of prison?
I chose to become better. I lost the 40 pounds, I paid my fines, I'm sober, living my best life with my beautiful wife.
But we do have some more legal news for you guys. Johnny Depp's court case just took an alarming turn because of texts he wrote about his ex, Amber Heard.
Let's burn Amber. Let's drown her before we burn her. That's the text Depp sent actor Paul Bettany about ex-wife Amber Heard shortly after the pair filmed Transcendence together.
You'll never hear the end of it.
Depp ends the message making an obscene reference about how he will make, quote, sure she is dead. The texts are from 2013, so why are we hearing about them now? And why were they read aloud to Johnny in London's High Court yesterday? Depp is suing British newspaper The Sun for libel after they claimed he was abusive to Amber. 70,000 of Depp's text messages are being used as evidence in the case, including this one to Bettany in 2014, where Depp writes, "I'm gonna properly stop the booze thing, darling. Drink all night before I picked up Amber to fly to LA. Ugly, mate. Blackout, screaming obscenities. I'm done." While acknowledging mixing alcohol and pills, Depp seems to say he'd never be violent with Amber. Quote, "I am admittedly too blanked in the head to spray my rage at the one I love."
Johnny was
hitting me.
Amber was married to Johnny for 15 months and made abuse claims in her 2016 divorce deposition. Johnny vehemently denied the allegations and is now suing Amber for $50 million, claiming defamation, and says he's the victim of abuse. Heard's lawyer denies Depp's allegations. Now to Mama June's volatile relationship playing out on reality TV.
I don't even know who she is anymore.
You'll see her crack cocaine arrest and trouble with boyfriend Gino on the new season of Mama June Family Crisis in March.
Oh my God. Gino crashed into the house drunk.
Pumpkin, June's third child, now has temporary custody of Honey Boo Boo.
Well, hey, stranger.
Nobody knows what the real story is.
Nicole Neal, you've met Mama June. What are your thoughts on her family drama playing out on TV?
I thought she was so funny.
And I love her.
Yeah, she was great. So the fact that all this drama is going on, especially with the kids involved, my mama heart hurts.
We're definitely rooting for them for sure.
We've got some happier TV news for you. The big Friends reunion.
Love
Friends. We're like Friends.
Yes, we are the reality version of Friends.
Yes,
we
like are.
Yes. Okay.
We are.
Well, and now Courtney Cox, she just got us even more hyped.
We're gonna all get together for the first time in a room and actually talk about the show. And it's gonna be on HBO Max. We really haven't all done that and actually sat there and talked about and reminisced about this incredible experience that we had.
It's the one where they're back together.
Woo-woo!
Courtney told her pal Kevin Nealon just how rare it is to have all six friends in the same room.
It just doesn't happen very often, like twice since we ended the show. And we just actually recently did this. And it took forever. I mean, I don't know how many years it was, maybe 15 years. And we finally all got together and had dinner. It's just the most fun. We laughed so hard.
The one-time reunion airs in May. It will shoot on the same Warner Brothers stage E.T. visited during their 10-year reign.
Action.
The cast will reportedly be paid $3 to $4 million each. No wonder they changed their tune about reuniting.
No was getting me nowhere. Maybe was getting me nowhere, so I don't know. I thought I'd try yes, see what happened.
Now to another TV reunion.
Will we ever see you on regular America's Got Talent again? We want more Heidi, always.
Well, you just have to wait and see.
E.T. can confirm Heidi Klum is going back to America's Got Talent next season. She'll be joined by a brand new judge, Sofia Vergara.
That is such a great news.
Sofia is actually a Simon fan, once admitting he'd be her dream guest star on Modern Family. That show is in its last season, so the 47-year-old does need a job.
I think everyone is preparing themselves.
Now to Miss Taylor Swift. We just saw a whole different side to Taylor in her new music video, The Man.
Yes, the male side.
Taylor's transformation kicks off tonight's No and Tell.
I'm so sick of running as fast as I can.
Suit and tie, beard, yep, Taylor rocks it all for her new video, The Man. Tay also directed it, and it also includes some not-so-subtle digs.
Then I'd be the man.
That all-white hallway sure looks like Kanye's mansion. Then Leo gets totally skewered in the scene on a yacht with bikini-clad women.
I'd be just like Leo.
When Tay directs her alter ego, the voice was dubbed in by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay, no problem.
Moving on to Justin Bieber, where he is in Miami today shooting a new music video. And boy, does he have a reason to celebrate.
When you close your eyes.
Justin just earned 4 ACM nominations. Yep, that's the Academy of Country Music. The nods are for 10,000 Hours with Dan and Shay. The duo performed it at the Biebs' wedding to Haley.
We wrote it about our wives, and we know that Justin resonated with those lyrics as well.
Maren Morris and Thomas Rhett have 5 nominations each. Thomas just welcomed daughter number 3, Lynn in Love, this month. And Maren's big hit, Girl, might bring her home some hardware. Kind of ironic, the 29-year-old is expecting a baby boy.
We need more good men in this world.
Last year's ACM Entertainer of the Year, Keith Urban, is hosting the awards for the first time. And today, he was only talking to E.T.
I'm looking forward to doing it, getting into it, and I love the ACMs. I think it's going to be fun.
Today, Keith drops his new song, God Whispered Your Name. He's also up for Male Artist of the Year. And you know, a wife Nicole's ready to party in Vegas.
Vegas has got something for everybody.
cannot wait to see Keith host the 55th ACM Awards, air April 5th on CBS.
I know there's going to be a lot of good country fashion on that red carpet. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of fashion, David Beckham's proving he's still got dad swag.
Yes.
I like to feel that I still impress my kids.
Beckham's big move back to soccer that's scoring points with his fam. Then it's the addictive new dating show millions can't get enough of.
Can you see anything?
We're pulling back the curtain on Love is Blind and answering all your burning questions. And
you are officially retiring from Jersey Shore.
I am, yes.
Can the situation get snooky to change your mind tonight on ET?
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
She's a goddess. I'm sorry, but she's perfect. And I would die to look like her.
Okay, Snooki, when did you start crushing so hard on Victoria Beckham?
Well, in the 90s, because I was a huge Spice Girls fan, and I'm a 90s baby, so yes, she's amazing.
And, you know, Victoria's man, David Beckham, he ain't too shabby either,
he's
right?
He's perfect as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just became the co-owner of a new soccer team, and the fam is in total awe of their dad.
Oh.
Romeo posted on Instagram recently. He said, "I'm proud of you, Dad." So how does it feel as a dad to be like, wow, I can still impress my kids?
You know what? I like to feel that I still impress my kids all the time. You know, even the fact that some of my boys are starting to wear my clothes, which I feel that, you know, I've got the respect from them on that side of things.
And your taste isn't too bad, too, if they're rocking your clothes.
Apparently so.
Now the kids have a new spot to kick it with Dad. Bex just bought a soccer team. Enter Miami.
I want a legacy in the game, and I want to be able to create a legacy that my children can turn around in 20 years and say, my dad built this club.
The team's new stadium opens next month. David's been super hands-on, right down to the bathroom tile.
Picking tiles is important. Picking
Victoria's
fabrics.
Victoria's going to put you to work in a whole different level.
Oh, I know. Well, she already does that, so.
It was everything. You know, the whole package. I just fell in love with it.
Victoria celebrated the accomplishment by posting this sweet throwback video. The pair will celebrate 21 years of marriage this summer. And last night on Fallon, David revealed this sweet detail about the day they met.
We talked for about an hour in the players' lounge, and then she actually got the train up that day. So she wrote her number down on her train ticket, which I still have.
Oh, you kept the ticket?
Yeah.
That's so cool that you kept that. That's amazing.
Oh, that David Beckham.
That's so cute. That's kind of how me and Gianni met, but it was at Karma at 2 in the morning.
Oh, equally romantic.
Yeah.
But speaking about first meetings, we are addicted to Love is Blind. There is so much you do not know about the show.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
More proposals, more love triangles. We're with a cast revealing what you didn't see on TV.
It actually ended up changing my life completely.
Then, it's Third Date with Matthew Hussey.
I will tell you the one word that can save your love life in an instant.
And Ben Affleck, Blonde. A closer look at his medieval makeover.
Welcome back to ET on this special Jersey. Okay, Snooki, we got to get right into it. Yes. You have announced that you are officially retiring from Jersey Shore.
I am, yes.
Well, Jersey Shore fans, don't panic just yet. Snooki's still on the show for the rest of this season. She's just opting out of shooting more episodes so she can spend more time with her three kids.
How hard of a decision was that to make?
It was actually really hard, and it took me like 2 weeks to figure it out, but I feel like my roomies understand where I'm coming from.
We gotta support her.
Yes.
We tried to convince her not to, but... I guess it's
well,
right
not like I'm really going anywhere. I'm still going to be besties with them.
Yes.
We're still going to talk. We're always
going to
be best friends.
Are you still going
to
be in group chat?
I hope you don't kick me out because
God.
I'm not on the show anymore.
Group chat would not be lit without Snooki.
Yeah.
Snooki, any chance that we'll see you on a different kind of reality show in the future? Maybe something
yeah.
with your family?
I'm definitely not done with TV.
Okay.
I'm going to figure out what's next.
All right, so switching gears. Mike, this is something that you've
yes.
been super honest about.
Yeah.
Your prison weight loss. You dropped 40 pounds. What part of the regimen have you been able to keep into practice?
I continue to work out 6 days a week. Really? I continue to follow intermittent fasting. I have one cheat day a week.
Is there one aspect, though, that you have found challenging to maintain post-prison?
No, I actually feel like I'm a better person actually leaving prison, to be honest with you.
J-Well, she's having a divorce party this season.
Oh, yes, those are things.
We went to a gay club, which is like my best point. It's my, you know, favorite spot to go to.
We wanted her to just like have a good time.
We went to a nice dinner, nice Italian dinner. Then we went to a drag show, and it was just amazing.
Wow.
Nice. It was
dinner,
so fun.
Drag show.
The boys didn't stay long, so you didn't miss
Sounds
anything.
Sounds like I missed a lot.
Well, from divorce parties to reality weddings.
Yes, we've got a I do and I don't situation on Netflix hit dating show, Love is Blind.
This premise is crazy. Can couples fall in love without actually seeing each other and then getting married?
That's crazy.
We've got everything you need to know about America's new dating obsession.
Here, you will choose someone to marry without ever seeing them.
Will you marry me?
Oh my God, yes.
Cameron and Lauren were the first couple to fall in love. They spent 10 days talking before he popped the question.
Everyone sees Lauren. She's breathtaking. I often will find myself closing my eyes when we're talking to kind of focus in on what she's saying instead of getting distracted by her.
Tonight, we find out which of the couples say, I do. It's a secret Netflix has been keeping for over a year.
Internet sleuths are onto it and tracking down all these clues
right.
And where we've been and similarities in our pictures.
More secrets about the show. The longest dates in the pods lasted 4 hours.
Can you see anything?
No.
No one else was in the pod besides the singles. Hidden robotic cameras captured all the action. And all of the daters were from the Atlanta area. So, were there any run-ins before the show started?
I matched with one of the girls on the other side on one of the dating apps.
Who?
I don't know.
I think it might have been Gigi.
30 people actually tried the experiment. We saw 6 couples get engaged, but there were actually more proposals.
So after getting engaged to Danielle, the leads came into our rooms and talked to us individually and just explained, listen, we just didn't realize that this was gonna be so successful. We didn't know that so many couples were gonna get engaged, and we kind of had to just pick which ones we thought were gonna go all the way.
Fan favorite Rory, who viewers only saw playing therapist, didn't stay engaged long.
She actually ended up having feelings for another guy on the show and ended up dating him for a little bit post-show as well. And there was a little bit of a love triangle going on there.
But back to the finale. Each couple was given a wedding budget, and anything over had to come from their own pockets.
Which puts me at least like $400 over budget.
And the engagement rings were provided.
Wow, I picked the perfect one because it was simple with a big rock.
Now tomorrow we're gonna have more interviews with the Love is Blind couples ahead of next week's big reunion. Only ET is exclusively behind the scenes, and we'll have that for you on Monday. We're gonna keep the relationship train going. So do you need help getting that flaky person in your life to wake up? It's the topic of tonight's Thursdate with Matthew Hussey. Wake up!
Ow!
When people drift in and out of our lives going hot and cold, there's something that we do to perpetuate that. We accept it. They come back into our lives, they send us a message like, thinking of you, and all of a sudden we rush to attention.
God, I've missed you.
We give them validation for coming back into our lives after having just disappeared off the radar. This is a form of microdosing. We microdose on people in our love lives because we want the pleasure of being close to them. We're so happy that they just came back.
You came back.
But the problem with that is it leaves you unfulfilled. Your needs aren't really getting met. You're kidding yourself. And of course, you're rewarding that person for exactly the behavior you don't want them to do.
Quite the conundrum.
Here's what I want you to do instead of microdosing. When that person reaches out to you again, I want you to just simply say to them, hey, I like you. I think we have great chemistry. I think you're awesome. But this thing we're doing where you come in and out of my life like this, it frankly, it's become boring.
Boring, boring, boring.
When you say that, there goes someone's ego. And no one wants to be boring.
I'm not boring, you're boring.
This person now has 2 choices. Disappear from your life, or they'll start to invest more because they know the only way to get the excitement with you, to get the good stuff, is to actually show up.
There's no turning back, baby.
If you want more text messages like this for your love life, go to the guide in the link below.
The Jersey Shore cast, they never flake out on each other, right?
No, we don't. We love each other.
Especially when it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah, so our girl JWoww is 35 today. Happy birthday, Mama. Yes.
So she has to be tonight's ET birthday.
Without a doubt. What are you guys going to give her for her birthday?
I'm actually going to take her out to dinner to her favorite steak restaurant.
Yes, and then we're going to bring her to a strip club.
Are you coming?
Yes.
Obviously.
And then strip club.
Let's go.
Strip club.
Let's get it.
Okay. Yes. Well, the gifts here keep on giving. Ben Affleck's new look that is next.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, Harry's home stretch, what we just learned about his last days as a royal, and the cast of The Bold and the Beautiful take over as our guest co-host.
I can feel the drama already.
Tomorrow on ET.
Before we go, have you seen Ben Affleck blonde? Yeah, there he is, complete with a blonde goatee.
Oh.
Ben was snapped, right? He was snap shooting his new film in France. He's reuniting with Matt Damon in the medieval drama, The Last Duel. They also wrote it together, just like Good Will Hunting.
It's not his best look, but it looks like a good movie, so.
Well, thank you guys so much for catching up with
thank
us here.
You.
Oh my God, thank Hotel you for Yotel. Having us.
Yeah,
we
so
loved
much
it,
fun.
It was so much fun, yes.
And make sure you guys watch us tonight.
Thanks guys, good night.
Tracker, now streaming.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost...
Everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
The new series, Tracker. Now streaming on Paramount+.